All right, we'll move on. Liverpool 4, Barcelona 0. I mean, you sort of almost run out of things to say about this night, Phil. It is the most remarkable night in probably in the club's history. When did you start to believe? When did you start to think it sort of might be possible? Can you remember, you know, you remember how you felt approaching the ground?
I can remember very vivid memories of it, to be honest with you. In the days where we'd always go town, have a pint until whatever, and early afternoon, late afternoon, whatever, then get a taxi up, and for some reason we abandoned that and we just went to Lark Lane and we were playing Connect Four for about 4 hours. I've no idea. We managed to play Connect Four for 4 hours. There's like six or seven of us.
Manifest the four goals.
Well, yeah. I'd never thought about that, but we worked out that one of my mates was unbeatable at Connect Four, to the point where we couldn't work out what he was doing. Like he was up to something, and he was incredible at it. It was ridiculous. You'd be playing it, you'd put one in and then you'd go bang and then just let the bottom hand go, there you go, done. And it was ridiculous. So we did that, and then we just got a taxi up to the ground about probably half six or so, and I had another pint, and it was just a bit like, it was very not Champions League semi-final night in terms of how you felt. You know, usually you're absolutely bouncing, whereas this was a bit like, oh, come on, this is, you know, there's a chance, I suppose, but it's probably, you know, Lionel Messi and is playing, and if they score one, we need to score five. And it was just a bit like, ah, maybe this will be too hard. And I remember walking past the bookies and they have adverts at the window and it said like Liverpool to qualify 9-1. I'm like, do you know what? You can pay for a lot of the final if you have 20 quid on that, which is what I've done that for years, where I've started off back in Liverpool to qualify and rolling it over, and then you got money for the final, or you lose money you would have spent anyway. And I just, for some reason, I decided not to do it, and I can't really remember why.
I bet on 3-0 and 5-1.
You really threaded the needle. Yeah,
I know. Danced around it. Yeah.
But then obviously you're walking up, and I remember going in the ground, and I was down, and then George, I don't think he'd ever done this before, but he put Webster's version of a lay, a lay, a lay on about probably like 7:52 or something before You'll Never Walk Alone. And I remember being like, hang on, maybe. I don't know why I sort of suddenly went from that to like, why not? Let's just have a go.
People were a bit perkier in the ground than I was expecting as well.
And I was just like, let's have a go. And the best thing that happens, the absolute best thing, is how early we score. Yeah.